somehow Judge Jesus said no.
Alright.
Man.
I don't think jail will be good for you right now.
Right.
He gave the judge a change of heart. He said, alright, I'm going to give you a chance. I'm not going to throw you in jail right now.
Amen.
And like I said, I went expecting the worst.
Amen.
He's been my doctor and my lawyer. And I won't take it back. I love him so much. Like I say, because he first loved me. I remember as a young boy, when my mom would take us to church, and we had been out in the field picking cotton, picking spuds, potatoes. So some of y'all don't know what spuds are.
Yeah.
Picking spuds.
Okay.
Getting 25 cents a pound for cotton. You know how light cotton is. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot to make a pound.
Okay.
We were getting 25 cents a pound. My mom had to drag these long sacks to fill it up.
Yes, sir.
And then the men were so rude to her. They wouldn't even take it up to the trailer to dump it. She had to put it on her shoulder, go up these flight of these stairs, on this ladder, to the thing to dump it out.
In the trailer.
In the trailer.
That's right. Boy, some movies.
She would get her little money. She'd go to church.
Oh, boy.
We didn't have no food.
That's right.
She would give everything she had. I would think to my mom, man, we worked hard for this. You know, I'm a growing boy. I need food.
Yeah.
You know, but the Lord took care of us. He's my bread and my water.
Amen.
He made sure that through her faith,
amen,
we were taken care of.
Man.
I love the Lord today. I can go on and on and on, but the Lord has been
so
good to me. And I love him today because he brought me to this point.
Amen.
You have a testimony, sister.
Amen.
I'm sorry. I know you like to be the first.
That's all right. No, I just
coming out. And
you had to say
amen.
It.
Amen.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I thank the Lord giving honor to God instead of my pastor.
Praise God.
Pastor
praise
God. Your absence. I thank God that our lives were spared, and my daughter was outside about the time when the shot had happened. Mm-hmm. That I do remember. But I thank God for his protection.
Yes.
It's not the cameras, it's not the fence, it's the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And,
amen.
You know, I know we're not guaranteed, we're all going to die one day, but I thank God for his divine protection.
Amen. Amen.
In this circumstance, and I pray that, I thank God to hear that Sister Carolyn, after she had been prayed for, she's feeling better, even though she's still hurting her body.
Amen.
She's feeling better.
That's good. Amen.
And she doesn't hurt as much. So I thank God and I rejoice. I said, that's Jesus.
Yes.
So I just thank the Lord, and she does too. And continue to keep her up and put the Lord in prayer and take care of it. And I thank the Lord too for to put that press in me. I was tired this week, but I thank God he got me up this morning. It wasn't a struggle for me.
Amen.
Even though I got this little throat thing. I thank God that today, for once, it wasn't that much. It's been a long time that it was a struggle. I'm not going to tire everybody up. So anyway, and for all our testimonies in Jesus' name.
Amen. Lord, I pray and thank you, Jesus, for waking me up this morning. You had been so good to me. And I agree with what Frank was saying.
Uh-huh.
Lord, we used to pull cotton.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little older than Frank. know what he's talking about.
Yes.
It was worse than what you said. Almost bad.
Oh, yeah.
We used to drag long sets.
Long sets.
My mother be, my father be, and I could get it, too.
No more. I'm telling you, we had to.
I was
about
9 or 10 years old,
that's
when I was getting it.
You had to get it.
And
you
I was getting 400 or 500 pounds
yes.
a day.
Yes.
We wasn't getting but $2 a hundred. We'd be glad to get $2.
Yeah.
We asked for 2 and a quarter. He'd give us 2 and a quarter for a second.
Uh-huh.
That's what is going, picking the second.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what second
oh,
is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've experienced so much.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
Brought us from a long way.
What I say, we are beautiful. Kids don't know now how beautiful.
They got it.
I tell my son all the time, boy.
You just don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
Oh, Daddy,
what we had to go through.
What you talking about, I said, boy, you couldn't have went through.
Yes.
Listen, you was me, what I went through. Mm-hmm. We went through ACLL.
Oh, yeah.
Naturally, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, you know the other things that come with it, the names and all
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I can't.
It's like they were saying in there, you know, some of us are dead, some... We blessed by the Lord to be this age.
Right.
We blessed
thank
to be
you,
this
Lord.
Age.
I thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Know, because of the name calling, some of us would jump up and say something to the wrong person, and they strike them dead.
You're right.
A lot of us.
I praise the Lord, and thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
You have been so good.
So good.
To me.
So good.
I mean, so good.
So good. Amen.
You brought me from a long way.
Yes.
You have been so good.
Amen.
I thank you for giving me the strength to carry on at this age, because I know so many, much younger than me,
yes.
got killed in the same ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know how that white man used to do
yeah.
us back
oh,
then,
yeah.
so I don't want to go into that. Too much to go into, boy.
Right.
It would make, I could tell you some things that happened, you make
the
you cry.
Your head stand up.
That
yeah.
really happened. But I let it go. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
Jesus.
You. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Who be first? All right. Yes. She thinks about what she's saying, you
yeah.
know, and it's just not words coming out.
Mm-hmm.
She's thinking about what she's saying, and she's saying it from the heart.
Yeah.
And that's important, baby. Just always speak your heart.
That's
speak
right.
what's in your heart. Amen. All right. You know, again, I just thank the Lord for their little minds and how they're able to think about it and thinking about her great grandma, you know, and still remembering some of the things that they taught her.
Right.
It's the things that we try to pass on down to the next generation.
Right.
You know, she got something. She got something
right.
to pass on when she has kids to pass on to her children, you know, and that's beautiful. I love y'all, the way you get up and speak your heart and your mind. All right.
I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning.
Uh-huh.
I thank the Lord for decreased pain, this tired, and crying out and taking the victim. So, thank the Lord, she comes to the bedroom this morning and asked for a friend to go to church.
Amen.
Didn't know the girl was at home. Mom would have got her and brought her back
uh-huh.
to here. And just like y'all tell them how time is so bad, you heard what happened. But they got Napa. They put color here and white salt on the toilet.
Uh-huh.
See,
yeah.
the world's still trying to change. So
oh,
I'm
yeah.
trying to get that back into the youngster where they're going to buy a cat. I just thank the world for having me here today.
Amen. All right, you got something
Jesus.
Else. All right.
I'm glad I was created to talk because I want to be on my mind. I wish whoever knows.
Katrina, you got something to say, baby? It's okay. You'll get it. Amen. Yeah. All right. You're going to put some holes in them jeans. You're going to walk on your feet. There you go. All right. Anyway, I just thank the Lord for all the kids. And I thank the Lord for you, Brendan. You're going to be up here taking my job one of these days. You're going to be preaching. You're going to be telling people how to do it. I know. Lord gonna bless you. He got his hands all over you. You don't see it now, but I see it. Amen. You just keep on being faithful. Keep coming to church. Amen. And loving the Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. You got one more song you want to sing?
Yeah.
Some glad morning.
Fly away. Amen. Looking forward to that day. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, come back. Leave your brother alone.
Closer walk.
Say something 16 times, if you say it over to yourself, 16 times, it sinks in. And I always remember her saying that, and always, if I want to remember something, I always say it to myself 16 times. If I want to remember somebody's name, say their name over and over again about 16 times. Then I remember. And I want to get the children to know that Jesus loves them. That's why I keep saying it over and over so it'll sink in. That even as they grow and they go through life, and they're going to have some time, when they think that nobody loves them. But I want them to know that Jesus always loves you. He always loves them. Amen. And that's why I sung that song. He loves the little ones. Amen. Amen. That's right. Boy, the Bible tells me so. Amen. So, everybody's testified. Amen. I thank God for the testimonies that's gone up before the Lord. We're just going to keep on going, like, you know, we got a full church. So
that's right.
If you can come and help us lift this offering, you're going to lift our offering and pray and give a little word.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We all have our own what we do. And I thank the Lord for blessing us with these children that we have. Thank the Lord for blessing us.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If you give unto the Lord a gift, give you want to give some of the gifts, some of the gifts too. If you give unto the Lord, he'll give you more to give. We'll give you more to give, some more to give, some more to give, some more to give, some more to give. Going around. I can't even get near anybody because I might have something.
Yeah, thank everybody for giving.
Thank the Lord for everyone who gave, everyone who had a desire to give. Pray for
the Lord.
Just keep remembering those that are not able to be here and that are sick, that they're, you know, Sister Carolyn, she's better. I thank God she's getting better.
Nah.
She wants to come to church really badly. Keep her in prayer. Everybody,
help. I said it wrong. Under there.
Okay, man. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. We thank and praise God for, you know, the doors being open. Amen. We could have all just said, you know, after Thanksgiving, we all stuffed and we just don't feel like coming to church. Amen. The enemy is trying to make it so that it's hard for us to continue on in the way that we have the freedom to praise God, to say Jesus. You know, it's coming to a time, and we have to really pray for our nation right now, because the direction that it's headed, if we're going to be able to do the things that we take for granted. Even living in the United States, it's going to come a time when our civil rights, our just our rights to do what is right, is going to be challenged. Amen. We can already see, and along with that is going to come religion. You're not going to be able to come to church that you want.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to come a time when we won't have the right to do what we want.
Amen.
That's why we have to turn to our faith.
Amen.
Our faith in God. And if you look at the word faith, spelled F-A-I-T-H, faith. F stands for full. We have to have full assurance that God will do what he said.
Amen.
A in faith is assurance. It's that assurance to know that even though we are going through some difficult times,
amen,
to know that there are going to be harder and difficult times to come, the assurance that Jesus is going to be there to guide us through those rough times.
Amen.
We take the I in faith. That's to be in the protective coverings of the Lord.
Amen.
Sometimes when firefighters or different people get into situations when they're overrun by a firestorm, they have a little safety blanket that they can get under and get in to that thing. And the firestorm can go past them. It's like a mother hen when there's a hawk circling above, waiting to pick off some chicks.
Man.
They all get under the protective wing of the mother.
Amen.
The hawk will circle. But if none gets out from underneath the wing, they all safe. So we have to get into the safety of the Lord Jesus Christ. The T in faith is just that, is the. We have to get into where we're protected. And the H in faith is heart.
Amen.
A lot of things, a lot of teams, a lot of opportunities don't always go to the strongest, to the fastest, to the ones with the most brains, but they go to the one that has the most heart. And that's something that people can't take from you, is your heart.
Man.
That's why Jesus said your heart must be clean. If your heart is clean and pure, there's nothing that you can't do. There's nothing that the Lord will keep from you. So faith in Jesus Christ, full assurance in the heart. You have to know that Jesus is who he said he is. He is the one that made us. And he made us to worship him. He made us to praise him. He made us to depend on him. And if we have faith in Jesus Christ,
man,
then he will see us through these difficult times that's coming up on us. So I just want to encourage you all to have faith in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
That's it. Hallelujah. I just want to encourage you, because we're going to have some times coming up that we're going to need all the faith that we can muster. Amen. And it's got to be not in what we can do ourselves. Because the Bible said we can't do nothing without Jesus.
That's true.
We can do nothing without the Lord.
That's right. Man.
So keep your faith and keep your focus on Jesus Christ. This is just a little church, and you know, we have more people, but you know, it's a little church and we believe in Jesus Christ. Amen. We believe that that he is who he said he is. He's the beginning, the end. When all is said and done, the word of Jesus Christ will stand. The Lord bless all y'all. You know, you young men, it's good to give the Lord a little bit of your time. Amen. Come to church on Sunday. We start at 10:30 in the morning.
Sunday school at 10. We have Sunday school at 10.
Yeah.
And then we start. Then we have a break at 11, and then we have
11:30. All right. So just come and give the Lord a little bit of your time, and it'll take you far in the world. Amen. So with that being said, we thank you for coming, and we're going to stand and be dismissed.
Amen.
Would I say unto one?
I say unto all.
Watch.
And pray.
And live holy.
Live holy.
Every day. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
All right. Amen.